Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, August 1st edition of the program. We have, will Pelosi go to Taiwan, and what will the Chinese Communist Party do in response? Plus, Biden tests positive for COVID again. Four shots, dozens of Paxlovid pills. Not enough to stop him from a second positive test. What does that tell us about all of this? And then Joe Manchin, why did he do what he did? And what will it do to you? Here's a hint. Tax and spend and the Green New Deal. Nothing good. Nothing that anybody should be looking forward to. That's for sure. Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, though, and you didn't want to start on your own because you didn't know how and you didn't want to make big mistakes? Done for you real estate. I met the founders years ago, and in that meeting, we talked about maybe teaming up so I could tell people about Done for You Real Estate. The truth is, I also said to them, guys, I want to be a client right away because I love what you're doing. It makes sense to me, and I want to be a real estate investor. Fast forward now, I own multiple properties in my portfolio that I bought using Done for You Real Estate. They're my advisors. They took me through every step of the process, and now I understand real estate investing. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. to see how this works. They'll take you through every step of the process from picking the city, the house, getting the loan, getting a tenant in place, and a management company to handle the whole thing for you. And then you get that free cash flow coming to you every month. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this process works and to become a real estate investor just like me. Doneforyoubuck.com. So here's the thing about Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. Now she's created a situation where, you know, she's Speaker of the House. We may not like that, and I think we don't like it, but she is Speaker of the House, and she is an American and a powerful one. And for her to back down right now from this circumstance of the Chinese Communist Party saying, you better not go to Taiwan, that looks bad for America. It looks like, well, now China calls the shots with our third in line for the presidency about where she can go. Now, why did Pelosi want to do this in the first place? She's not a freedom fighter. She doesn't care about anybody but herself. She's a fraud. She loves having her husband trade on material information that other people don't have access to. You know, a lot of stuff about Pelosi you got to keep in mind here, but Chinese Communist Party is saying they might take military action in response to her. And to this, I would just say, we need to be very careful in this moment in time. It was eight months ago now, that we were being told that Russia would not invade Ukraine. That's crazy. Now we're 8 months into a war in Ukraine. Now, we aren't fighting that war, but we are supplying one side in that war with munitions. And without our support, the war would come to a very rapid halt, or rather, the Russians would just steamroll them. So we were told by the experts, the foreign policy experts, that Russia would not invade, and they did. And now we're being told by a lot of people we need to stand up to China here. And I understand that impulse. But I think we also need to have clarity on what we would do if China decides to call our hand here, force our hand. What will we do in response? What happens if China decides that they are sending the beginnings of a full invasion force across the Taiwan Straits, 100 miles from mainland China to Taiwan, not that far? What do we do? I know we'd have a lot of diplomatic objections and demarches and things like that, but are we going to send a carrier group with instructions to tell those ships that they turn around, or we're going to start bombing them from the sky? And we're going to send our military resources against this Chinese fleet, this invasion fleet. Are we willing to do that? I think we want to consider that in its totality. We should think long and hard about this. Yes, we should support Taiwan. Yes, it's a country, an independent democracy with a lot to offer the world, and it is peaceful. And Taiwan's existence is a net positive for the planet, as it is right now. So, and Taiwan is a good friend to the United States. So that we obviously do a lot of trade with Taiwan. They're the biggest semiconductor producer in the world. They play a critical role in the modern economy. They're a tremendous economic success story. I am very pro-Taiwan. But we, the American people, need to think about whether we'd be willing to go to war with China over Taiwan. Because China certainly seems to give us all the indications that at some point, they will be willing to do this. I mean, they've really been promising for a long time. And all the diplomatic niceties and all the memos and strongly worded speeches and all this stuff, if they decide to pull that trigger, the only thing that stops them is U.S. service members risking their lives and taking the lives of Chinese service members. That's going to be it. If the Chinese Communist Party makes that decision. So I would rather us think about this in advance than be caught in a situation somewhat similar to what we've seen with this Biden White House in Ukraine, where we were told, well, Russia's not going to do that. Russia's not going to invade. This is all a bluff. That was really the consensus opinion. Seemed strange at the time, didn't it? Put hundreds of thousands of troops along the border. Maybe they were just seeing if they could get something as a concession or no, turns out full-scale war. And that full-scale war is still going on right now. And look at the international response. Not enough to stop Russia. So does anyone think that the much larger militarily and economically Chinese government would be stopped, that Xi Jinping would be stopped in his tracks here if he decided to go for Taiwan? I don't think so. So we should think about what we're willing to do here. And if the American people feel strongly that we should be willing to go to war to defend Taiwan, well, we should at least know that and say that out loud. This strategic ambiguity thing here doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. That's official U.S. policy. Does that sound like a good place for us to be? China is testing the waters more and more. So we need to be very honest with ourselves about this. Speaking of testing, Biden has tested positive for COVID again. I want to talk about this and what it means for our fight against this virus. Summer vacation season is in full swing, making it important to protect yourself from identity theft while traveling. Simple as it sounds, preparing yourself for stealing your wallet or your purse, yeah, that's straightforward, right? But if they get your stuff, your credit cards, your driver's license, that's enough info for identity thieves to steal your identity, right? And then once they do, whew, financial problems are big. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for someone to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work with you to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with my name, Buck, as the promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code Buck. That's B-U-C-K. Promo code Buck for 25% off. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. So Biden is positive for COVID again. They're calling it a Paxlovid rebound. And that's interesting. You have the president of the United States tests positive for COVID after four COVID shots, mind you. He's double boosted. So he got two shots because one shot wasn't enough. And then two more shots. Still got COVID. And he's also, you know, masked up sometimes and doing all this stuff. If Joe Biden gets COVID, given all of the procedures and everything else around him, I just want to know, the libs walking around New York City with an N95 mask on for like 10 minutes a day when they're outside, so everyone says, oh, wow, that person takes the virus seriously. Do they really think they're not going to get the virus? So if they're definitely going to get it, why are they going through all the motions? Well, as we know, it's now turned into some kind of religious belief for a lot of people. For a lot of libs, it has nothing to do with what's actually going to keep you safe. It's much more about what you're showing people by taking these actions. But my big problem with all of this is it is absurd that they have fired people from the military or any job for that matter because they were not willing to get a shot that, I mean, to say it doesn't stop the spread is an understatement. Four of these shots don't stop the spread. Four of these shots don't prevent you from getting sick and getting pretty sick, apparently. I mean, Biden had something like a cold, but it wasn't an asymptomatic case. And now he has had a rebound after taking Paxlovid. Now, I have been checking in on this, and I asked an infectious disease specialist friend of mine. I said, how is that even possible? It's not really well understood, but it may be that Paxlovid, by lowering the amount of virus in the system, creates an immune response that isn't as fulsome as it would need to be, possibly. I think that's, honestly, even when he explained it to me, I wasn't even really clear on it. So, but Paxlovid obviously has this rebound possibility, and it's an antiviral pill you take. Fauci also had a Paxlovid rebound, made by Pfizer, by the way, sponsored by Pfizer. So this just goes to show you that we're not out of the woods with this situation. And I don't mean just the virus. I mean that people still think that all these things they do somehow have value. All these things they do somehow are going to stop them from getting sick, which is just not true. Joe Manchin is out there telling everybody that after his big switcheroo here on supporting the Biden agenda, that the Inflation Reduction Act actually fights inflation, reduces it. Here's what he said.
I didn't change my mind. I've never changed at all. This is fighting inflation. This is all about the absolute horrible position that people are in now because of the inflation cost, whether it be gasoline, whether it be food pricing, whether it be energy pricing. And it's around energy mostly. It's driving these high inflation. This is going to take care of that because this is aggressively producing more energy to get more supply to get the prices down. That's what we're doing. But we didn't raise taxes.
No, they're raising taxes. And it's not going to reduce inflation. So he's wrong on all things here. And I can't tell you, I don't know enough about Manchin. I don't really have enough of a sense of Manchin to say if this is mostly the result of Manchin not understanding these things or if he's just a slimy, duplicitous politician like so many others. I tend to think it's the latter. But maybe he doesn't really have much of an economic understanding here or you know, I want to know how they got to him. You know, what about, and now people have pointed out rightly, why is he even a Democrat exactly? Like, what is he a Democrat on? Well, now you're seeing tax and spend. Government's going to bring down the cost of energy. That's laughable. Government makes energy more expensive and it makes it more difficult. And the fact that they're going to focus in on green energy at the expense of fossil fuels just shows you they are unserious about making things better in the economy when it comes to energy production. This Green New Deal nonsense that is in this bill shows you everything you really need to know about this. But Joe Manchin, West Virginia, you know, you got to do better than this guy. Say it to you straight. You got to do better than this guy. Thanks for rolling with me today. As you know, I'm in solo all week. So if you're usually just listening to this podcast and you want some more Buck in your day, I'm 3 hours in the Clay and Buck Show. Clay is on vacation this week. So check out the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show for more of the news today, the podcast of it, wherever you listen to the podcast. And Shields High.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.